For this week's Peace Bucket, we're joined by Mabel Leon, who among many groups is involved with Grannies for Peace. And Grannies for Peace has been involved in helping to restart a monthly vigil at the state capitol, I believe the first Wednesday of each month at noon. So Mabel, can you tell us, you know, why has Grannies for Peace joined this peace vigil and what's the peace vigil about?
This is a peace vigil sponsored by Peace Action, and I had been talking with Mark about our two of our stalwarts. Sue Clark has left us after a very productive life of promoting peace, disarmament, and friendship with all people, and Pat Beadle. And Pat Beadle actually is the person who helped us form Grannies for Peace. So Sue Clark was always known for handing out pamphlets at this vigil. And this vigil covers many issues. As we all know, there are so many issues connected. Peace is not in one area because we've had endless war everywhere. And there's tremendous profits to be made from war. So there is, unfortunately, I think, always going to be a need.
Now, of course, the big issue which has been dominating the media coverage the last few weeks has been the United States finally withdrawing after 20 years from its invasion and occupation of Afghanistan. Certainly a lot of criticism in the media, especially by conservatives, about how the United States withdrawal has unfolded in Afghanistan. You know, what, you know, lessons should, you know, American politicians, elected officials be taken from the situation in Afghanistan as we move forward?
Clearly, war is not the answer. That military action only begets more violence and death and destruction. And I think that in this instance, Biden is being blamed. We have to recall, Americans often have short memories, this war has gone on for 20 years and had the support of every American president, Bush, Obama. Trump, actually, President Trump was actually one that initiated the withdrawal. It's not pleasant. It's horrible. The things that have happened while we have been in Afghanistan are horrible, and they have continued. You know, when there was a terrorist attack that very tragically killed people waiting to evacuate, we did a drone strike. Well, if you listen to Democracy Now! Or read the New York Times, you find out that we evidently claimed success at eliminating ISIS, and we wiped out a family of 10 people with 7 children in that drone strike. That is what happens when you send drones, don't always have good intelligence to me. That is a horrible example of everything that we have done wrong in Afghanistan. We need to stop trying to control the world and interfering militarily. We understand this is not a Republican and a Democratic issue. Every administration in power has supported the military budget, has supported military actions. And that's what we would like to shine the light on, because it needs to stop.
Well, I know they say that the only two winners from the Afghanistan war were the, you know, the opium drug dealers and then the military industrial complex. And the reality is, even under President Trump, the Democrats in Congress actually gave even more money to the military than Trump had proposed, which, of course, itself was an obscene level You know, Dwight Eisenhower, when he left, warned the American people about the increase in power of the military and industrial complex. Clearly, they have taken control of both parties. How do we stop this? I mean, we've been talking, I know you and I have been probably talking about this for 40 years. How do we, in fact, rein in the power of the military industrial complex and instead devote it to human needs and to trying to solve climate and healthcare and COVID and all the things we'd like to see instead?
Obviously, this is a huge political assignment, and that's the only thing that will bring a solution. And you are so right, because every time you spend money on a bomb, you take food out of the mouths of children, you deny medical care, you don't address climate change. And we really have reached a period of crisis worldwide. And the thing we have to understand, we live in a world where we have to work together. And we certainly have not modeled that very well. And we have been very in love with the military and in love with security. We have to be secure. And I have always felt, and most peace activists feel, that if we're ever going to address these huge issues, got to work together, and we've got to cooperate, and we've got to stop thinking we can solve things with bombs.
Now, the issue, obviously, of the size of American military budget is a major concern, but also the, you know, United States tensions with in the Middle East, with Iran, the increase in Cold War, not only with Russia, but especially with China, and the United States' support for Israel versus the occupied territories of Palestine, and for Saudi Arabia, and all the nasty things they do to the women, to workers. How is our local congressman Delgado and Tonko? How are they on peace?
Well, they need to be continually leaned on. And that is something that Women Against War, Peace Action, Grannies for Peace have tried to do over the years. You know, people ask, what do you accomplish by vigiling? Well, we don't transform society, but we try to bring attention to the issue and also to have the strength to stand up for your view, because it isn't always a popular view. And that's what we do. We give witness to the horror and try to shine a light on what the issues are. That profits, the huge profits that military people have made, and that sets a whole thing in motion that continues. And there can be other kind of jobs. There can be a different economy. And the other thing is, you think of the huge issue of climate change facing us and the huge print that the military makes. And you think of what bombs do to our carbon footprint. It's horrible. Grannies probably can't solve this. What we can do is shine a light on it and be a voice. And what we always have to do is make that voice bigger and bigger. You're talking about transforming a society to actually deal with these issues. And we have some things that are bringing tremendous pressure on our society right now. The epidemic that we're experiencing with deaths.
Mabel, we're about out of time. Mabel Leon, Grannies for Peace. You do it the first Wednesday at noon at the Capitol?
We're going to be there, Grannies for Peace, standing, trying to share the image war is not the answer.
Well, thank you very much.
Food, not
bombs. Mabel Leon, Grannies for Peace. This has been Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.